The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Here is the headline I saw first thing this morning. Episcopal bishop outraged over Trump church visit. I thought, an Episcopal bishop is outraged about something that the president did? Well, it wasn't only the Episcopal bishop of the Washington diocese. It was also a couple of prominent Catholics, liberal, by the way, Catholics, and a couple of Jewish leaders, liberal, by the way. And what were they outraged about? They were outraged that Donald Trump was holding a Bible. I'm not making this up. They're outraged that he was holding a Bible. All right. Now, let me give you the backstory, and then I'll get a couple things off my chest. Okay. I reported to you yesterday that over the weekend, rioters tried to set one of America's most historic churches on fire, St. John's Episcopal Church. It's right across Lafayette Square, right behind the White House. Some of you have been there. I've been there. It's been called the President's Church. It's been there for over 100 years. Almost every president has attended a prayer meeting there the day of their inauguration. It's very, very historic. All right. Rioters tried to set it on fire. An American landmark. Now, fortunately, the church was damaged just slightly. It was an outbuilding that they set on fire. So fortunately, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. In addition, they absolutely trashed Lafayette Square, which is between the White House and this church. In addition, they had to put the White House on complete lockdown because of the threats and the rioters. In addition, over 50 Secret Service agents were hurt, wounded, as part of the riots. And when it got worse, the Secret Service ordered Donald Trump to go into a safe bunker. Now, you need to understand something. When it comes to the Secret Service, they have power over the president because they are there to protect him. The Secret Service ordered Donald Trump, President of the United States, to go to this bunker. It was not his decision. You need to understand that. And yet the mainstream media went crazy. He cowered like a dog. Instead of being strong and showing strength like a coward, he went to the bunker. That's what the mainstream media reported. That's what the major networks reported. That's what CNN reported. He was like a coward. Just when we needed a strong leader, he disappeared and went into a bunker and hid. Not a bit of truth of that. Check it out for yourself. The Secret Service ordered him to. It's like, you remember the video when Reagan was shot? The Secret Service took Ronald Reagan, threw themselves over him, and literally threw him into the presidential limousine. Ronald Reagan didn't say, excuse me, I don't think I want to be thrown around. I'm the president. So the mainstream media just absolutely lied that he was a coward, blah, 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 blah. Well, Donald Trump, being Donald Trump, thought, I am not a coward. I am a strong leader, and the people of the United States need to know their president is not a coward. That makes absolute sense. He said, the people of America need to know I am not afraid. And so he decided to go visit St. John's Episcopal Church. It was the decision of the Park Department and the Secret Service to clear out Lafayette Park. Hello, the president is going where they were just rioting violently. You don't think they would clear it out before he went there? Hello! And the demonstrators, which the news media kept saying they were peaceful demonstrators, they were peaceful. They were ordered to leave by the Park Department, D.C. police, and the Secret Service. They were ordered to leave. They refused to leave. They refused rightful orders of the police. And so some of them were pepper sprayed. Hello? All right. So that's the background behind this. And Donald Trump marched from the White House, where just hours earlier there were violent protests. He walks right through the middle of that carnage, and he stands in front of St. John's Episcopal Church, and he holds in his hand a Bible. Well, hallelujah, praise God, we got a president who does sometimes terribly unorthodox things. Sometimes I absolutely cringe. But he holds up a Bible in the middle of this rioting and looting and shooting and fires. He holds up a Bible and says, we got to unite around this book. My friend, that is what caused outrage for the bishop, the Episcopal Bishop of Washington Diocese, Reverend Marianne Budde, B-U-D-D-E, Booty Budde, Reverend Marianne. She is the Bishop of the Washington Diocese. And get this. She said she was outraged because the Bible is not a prop. And she was also outraged because the president didn't ask her permission to come to the church. Now, you talk about bizarre irony. If you look at the picture, the president is standing in front of the sign in front of St. John's Episcopal Church, and right across the top it says, everyone is welcome. Now, get this. Everyone is welcome. Donald Trump is standing in front of that sign that says, everyone is welcome. And Reverend Marianne Budde, the bishop of the Washington Diocese, he didn't ask for permission. We didn't invite him. Now, the protesters that almost burned down one of the most historic Episcopal churches in America, they were not condemned by Reverend Marianne Budde. They were not condemned. The president was. And here's what ticked me off more than anything else. She said, the Bible is not a prop. How dare you? A representative of one of the denominations in America that has attacked the authority of the Bible for many years, that has taught hundreds of thousands of people, you can't trust the Bible, you can't believe the Bible, parts of it are true, much of it is not. The Episcopal Church in America as a whole has absolutely destroyed the authority of the Word of God. Destroyed, questioned, constantly questioned the Bible. How dare you accuse the president of using the Bible as a prop when you don't believe it yourself? In an interview on the Today Show, she said that what Trump did in front of the church he oversees, quote, listen to this carefully, was an abuse of the spiritual tools and symbols. She's talking about the Bible. Listen to her words carefully. Let me read the quote again. She said that what Trump did in front of the church she oversees, quote, was an abuse of the spiritual tools and symbols of our traditions. There you have it. The Bible is a tool and a symbol. It's not the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. She denies the authority of Scripture as well as most of the leaders of her denomination. And she dares to be outraged because Donald Trump held a Bible in his hand. She said, quote, he didn't come to church to pray. He didn't come to church to offer condolences to those who are grieving. He didn't come to commit healing to our nation, all things that we would expect and long for from the highest leader in the land. He was calling people to the Bible. I'm reading the story from NBC News, and over and over and over and over again, the president ordered, quote, peaceful demonstrators to be gassed. He ordered peaceful the gassing of people protesters without provocation, just so the president could pose for photos outside a church, dishonors every value that faith teaches us. Oh, and then a Democratic representative, Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat from Nevada, said, quote, the Bible can't help you if you don't open it. He handled the Bible like the ape handled the bone in 2001, A Space Odyssey. A Democratic representative, senator, calls the president of the United States an ape. Can you imagine what would happen if Donald Trump called her an ape? Episcopal bishop outraged because Donald Trump held up a Bible. The outrage is the denomination that she represents that has trashed the authority of the Bible that Donald Trump was holding. All right, we're going to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you don't believe the Bible, don't try to defend it. If you attack the Bible, don't pretend to defend it. It's disgusting.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. I love the Babylon Bee. I haven't looked at it for a while. It is a parody site. I love good parody. I really do. And one of our listeners sent me the Babylon Bee article on what I was just talking about. By the way, George in Columbus, I'm going to come to you in just a moment. But the headline in the Babylon Bee, Episcopalians confused by strange book Trump brought to church. And then there's a quote from the bishop. What is that weird book? We've literally never seen one before, she said in a CNN interview. No real Christian reveres a book like that. Well, maybe the Communist Manifesto or something, but not an old-looking leather book. It looks like one of those religious books. And Jesus wasn't about religion. He was about causing societal upheaval and, you know, like burning things down. Some Episcopalians suggested it was a cookbook and that Trump was only offering to bring something to the next church potluck. Others said it was a copy of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, a revered religious text among the left. But in the end, Episcopal believers couldn't figure out what the book was, and were slightly frightened by it. Good for the Babylon Bee. I love those guys. Oh, my goodness, that is funny. All right, let's go to the phones, and we've got George in Columbus. Hey, George, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, George.
I heard your earlier comment about that incident in New York with the woman in the park who was approached by a black man, and she called the police on him and everything.
Yeah.
I bet you've never lived in New York. If you've lived in that city, you know the stories about those attacks in the park are commonplace. Now, any woman in the park who was approached by a black man has every right to be upset. Because she knows, if she was a native New Yorker, she knows the stories about the crime rate in those parks.
But have you watched the video?
Yeah, I've watched the video.
You don't think she was over the top and pretending?
She panicked, Bob. She was scared to death. You could tell by her look and everything. She grabbed that dog and tried to hold the dog between her and the guy and that thing. But like I said, if you're a native New Yorker or if you've lived in New York any amount of time, you know what she was feeling when she was approached by that black man in the park.
You
can call it racism. It's just the facts of life, Bob. That's the way it is in New York.
George, if it is racism, that's not the facts of life. I will not accept that. If it was racism. Now, I wasn't there. I only saw the video that she recorded. I have not heard his side of it or whatever. But I just want to make something clear. If it was prompted by racism on her part, that's not just everyday life, and it should be condemned.
No, it's prompted by fear, Bob. If she's a native New Yorker, she knows stories of crimes in those parks.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether she was a native New Yorker or not, and I don't think we can jump to the conclusion. And by the way, she apologized profusely, and she said she was terribly wrong and exaggerated, and that's what she said. So,
right.
I don't know.
That's after she had time to think about it. Not at the spur of the moment when she panicked like that.
Now,
the fact that she was fired for doing that is completely unacceptable. I mean, there's no reason to fire her for doing something like that.
Well, it depends. If it was racist and she went public with this, of course she can be fired. An employer can fire someone for any reason they want. If they felt it would harm their business, and obviously in this case they did, my company can fire me any moment if they feel that I bring a poor reputation or anything negative to this company. They can fire me anytime and for any reason. George, I appreciate the call. I do, but I can't assume that it was justified. I wasn't there. But if it was prompted by racism, it's wrong. I don't care if it is New York. It's wrong. All right, we'll be back.